ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Verse and part of the purport from Canto 2, Chapter 3, text number 24. 2, 3, 24. The title of the chapter is Pure Devotional Service, Change of Heart. And in this verse and in the purport, the phrase change of heart appears about five times, and then repeatedly after this that phrase is repeated again, change of heart, change of heart, change of heart. It's the title of the chapter. It's the culmination of the previous 2.5 chapters. It's a very important verse. And the message in the purport is also, and it's very appropriate for our 32 round day or our commitment to try to improve or go more deeply into the chanting of the holy name qualitatively and quantitatively. I'll read the translation. Certainly that heart is steel-framed, ashma-saram, steel-framed, which in spite of one's chanting the holy name of the Lord with concentration does not change. When ecstasy takes place, tears fill the eyes and hairs stand on end. Netre jalam, tears in the eyes. Gatra raheshu, hairs standing on end. Instead it's durdaivam idrisha mahajani nana raga. So in the beginning of the purport, Prabhupada describes, he gives a mini summary of Canto 2, Chapter 1, Chapter 2, and up to this point. So, Chapter 1, Chapter 2 are stages, progressive stages of spiritual development, starting with forming a conception of God, because some people don't have a conception of God, so forming a conception of God in terms of that which we can physically perceive, creation. So Virat Rupa, conception of Virat Rupa, God in nature. And then he advises you can, a more advanced stage is fixing the mind upon the Lord of the heart. And in so doing, one can let go of that Virat Rupa conception and move to the conception of God, the presence, feeling the presence of God within the heart. And then transforming or evolving to the stage of seeing the personal form of the Lord as Bhagavan. And the Bhagavan feature manifestation is not different than Paramatma, but different than Paramatma, different in the personal sense. And then he describes, Shukadeva Goswami describes that life which has not done so, although receiving the human form of life with eyes, those eyes that have not beheld the beautiful form of the Lord are like peacock feathers. They look like eyes, but they're useless as far as seeing is concerned. And legs that don't walk to the temple, and so on and so on. So this human form of life is wasted if that does not become achieved. And then the transformation of heart is this verse. So he's describing the maturing stages of development of a spiritual conception of God. Is a form of Vishnu worship, and what Vishnu worship in its mature stage is intended to do is bring about a change of heart. Then that's the first paragraph. Prabhupada continues. The whole process of spiritual culture is aimed at changing the heart of the living being in the matter of his eternal relation with the Supreme Lord as his subordinate servant, which is his eternal constitutional position. So, with the progress of devotional service, the reaction of change in the heart is exhibited by gradual detachment from the sense of material enjoyment, by a false sense of lording it over the world, and an increase in the attitude of rendering loving service to the Lord. There's a very concise answer to what Advaita Chandra asked yesterday. Very concise. Vidhi bhakti, or regulated devotional service by the limbs of the body, parentheses, namely, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the hands, and the legs, as already explained herein before, is now stressed herein in relation to the mind, which is the impetus for all activities of the limbs of the body. It is expected by all means that discharging regulated devotional service, one must manifest the change of heart. If there is no such change, the heart must be considered steel-framed. For it is not dealt with even when there is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And the verse even says, with concentration. We must always remember that hearing and chanting are the basic principles of discharging devotional duties, and if they are properly performed, there will follow the reactional ecstasy with signs of tears in the eyes and standing of the hairs on the body. These are natural consequences and are the preliminary symptoms of the bhava stage, which occurs before one reaches the perfectional stage of prema, love of Godhead. If the reaction does not take place, even after continuous hearing and chanting of the holy name of the Lord, it may be considered to be due to offenses only. That is the opinion of the Sandarbha. In the beginning of chanting of the holy name of the Lord, if the devotee has not been very careful about evading the 10 kinds of offenses at the feet of the holy name, certainly the reaction of feelings of separation will not be visible by tears in the eyes and standing of hair on the end. Where's Swati? Okay, she asked a very nice question yesterday. In the recommendations given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, three particular recommendations for going more deeply into the holy name. The first one is to recognize, strive to recognize the non-difference of the holy name with Krishna. So that's nice. But then the next one is, or the third one is, feelings of separation. Well, how do you put those two together? Krishna is present, Krishna is absent. What happened? So there's very advanced stages of that, which is Rupa Goswami, or the Goswamis. They were seeing Krishna, but they were, Prabhupada commented many times, they never claimed, "I am seeing Krishna. He is this and that. So beautiful. Don't you see him? There he is." Rather, they would enter very deeply into the mood of separation. Where is Krishna? Is he on the banks of the Jamuna River? Let us go to find Krishna. Is he on Govardhan Hill grazing his cows? Hey Radhe, Prajate Vike Chalalite, calling the other associates of Krishna, "Have you seen Krishna?" And so on, in the mood of separation. So that's advanced stage. And here this is speaking of the entrance into experiencing ecstasy, at the same time, a feeling of separation. So like in our case, what's more appropriate in our case is what we'll experience when we chant our 32 rounds. Something will be there, some meeting, but at the same time, that it may not be. Maybe that Krishna appears that Krishna is withholding himself, or we're not sufficiently eager for his association. But this is a teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's included right here in this purport, so I'm pausing on it. It's part of the teaching of our Goswamis, and it's part of our line of spiritual teaching, as Mahaprabhu also felt separation from Krishna, even though he was capable of seeing Krishna. It's part of the natural outcome of those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to do those things that bring us in touch with Krishna, because it's Krishna. At the same time, a feeling of insufficiency from our side to reach Krishna. It's an intense form of humility, and using a word of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Trishna. Krishna, Trishna. Trishna means thirst. And in Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that there are three different divisions of anarthas, that which blocks us from seeing Krishna. There's a different system that's described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but this one of those is, one of them is aparad, due to offenses. We don't experience Krishna. But that's what, right here in the purport. But those offenses then also bring us to the position, or hold us in the position, of asat Krishna. Thirst for the temporary. And that's a cause of anartha. So when, say it the other way around, when there's Krishna Trishna, or Sat Trishna, thirst for Krishna, when chanting, and those, that feeling of separation, Swati, I'm saying this for your benefit particularly, when there is an eagerness, a thirst to achieve Krishna, that feeling of separation intensifies the thirst for Krishna. You know, when you're in a desert or a dry place, your thirst becomes stronger. And stay in that dry place and your thirst becomes stronger. Thirst becomes stronger. Thirst becomes stronger. So if you enter into a period in your 32 rounds that it's just dry, keep going. Let that amplify your thirst for Krishna. Not feeling bad because you're not experiencing what you want to experience. Stay in the thirst for Krishna position. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains this thirst is devotion. Or it awakens devotion. It is the preliminary indication of devotion, real devotion, from the heart devotion. I want Krishna. Not just to make some sound and get some points on my report card. I want to experience Krishna. So that Krishna, Krishna is a sign that the eagerness, and with that comes some feeling of separation, which intensifies the eagerness for meeting Krishna. Skipping ahead, Prabhupada outlines the from Nectar of Devotion, we find this list of 8 symptoms of ecstasy. They're very nice. Real steady ecstasy is definitely displayed in the matter of 1. Cessation of material desires. The Asat Krishna stops and it just fades. Utilization of every moment in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, gives the Sanskrit also. Eagerness for glorifying the Lord constantly. Namagane sada ruchi. Namagane sada ruchi. Eagerness, ruchi, eagerness for glorifying the Lord constantly. Sada ruchi. Attraction for living in the land of the Lord. Complete detachment from material happiness and pridelessness. Mana shunyata. One who has developed all these transcendental qualities really possesses, excuse me, is really possessed of the bhava stage as distinguished from the stone hearted imitator or mundane devotee. So now he summarizes. The whole process can be summarized as follows. The advanced devotee who chants the holy name of the Lord in a perfectly offenseless manner and is friendly to everyone can actually relish the transcendental taste of glorifying the Lord, and the result of such realization is reflected in the cessation of all material desires, etc. So the entryway is chanting without offense, with absorption in that offenseless chanting effort, and a friendly attitude towards all. Then the bhava stage. The neophytes, due to their being in the lower stage of devotional service are invariably envious, so much so that they invent their own ways and means of devotional regulations without following the acharyas. And he speaks of the imitator sajyas. They, however, can, however, get in touch with a pure devotee of the Lord and rectify their bad habits. Otherwise, they shall continue to be stone-hearted and unfit for any treatment. A complete progressive march on the return path home back to Godhead will depend on the instructions of the revealed scriptures directed by a realized devotee. So we have Srila Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purports to direct us towards that wonderful attainment. I want to mention one other thing and we'll end. This word Krishna is a thirst for Krishna. There's a historical incident that Ralph Waldo Emerson described a little. As you know, he liked Bhagavad Gita. What he understood from Bhagavad Gita, I don't know, but he liked Bhagavad Gita. And he, in some autobiographical work, he describes when he was in his mature stage of life, and he was 59 years of age. He was in a farm, and there was a young heifer that was born, and they were trying to get all the cows and the bulls and the heifers into the barn, and one heifer was refusing to go into the barn. So, 59-year-old man, he put his shoulder on the back end of the heifer and was pushing. And his son came along, and his son saw his father doing that, so he got on the other side and started pushing. And the heifer wasn't going to be pushed. So they were frustrated, and they decided, well, we just didn't do it strong enough. Let's try again. They tried again. Heifer wouldn't move. So one, I don't know what the right word is, assistant, little a Mataji that helps with the care of the cows. She came by and saw the scene, and she smiled, held up her finger like this, and put her finger in some sugar, and held the sugar before the cow, or the heifer, had him open his mouth and just pulled like this. He went right into the barn. So the mind is like the stubborn heifer. Pushing may not get the best result, but attraction to Krishna, or wanting to have attraction to Krishna, is far more powerful to bring the mind to Krishna. So let the quality of the mind become attraction for Krishna. You may find that little story valuable in the rest of the morning's chanting. Our life should be towards that direction, not just in a mechanical way, forcing the mind to go where we want the mind to go, but by purification and by appreciating the all-attractive nature of Krishna and the perfectional stage of a loving relationship with Krishna, let the mind become attracted in that way. Far more effective. Okay. Breakfast at 9:10. So we have some more time for chanting this morning. I'll take two or three questions because we have some time. Any questions, comments? Yeah. Can it be the feelings of
pain?
Pain? Well, provided you stay focused on, from the context of our discussion, the Holy Name, you know, to achieve shelter of the Holy Name, we want blessings from Vaishnavas. And if there's blocks in the heart towards Vaishnavas, how is the Holy Name going to become very happy with us? But stay focused on, for particularly for our purposes, stay focused on the Holy Name. Yes, there are obstacles. And if there's a block in our heart towards a Vaishnava, that's not good. That's an obstacle. But let the feeling of separation from Krishna be the focus, and then there's this obstacle, let me resolve this obstacle. Because of that ultimate wish, the relationship with Krishna. Does that help? Yes. Well, let's go ahead.
I very much like the prayer or mood that you shared with us, please accept me. Since you first shared in the language. But at the same time, I also feel that I really don't have clarity on what does it mean to be accepted. And okay. I best I have a very mundane concept.
I thought we discussed that yesterday. Natulia, would you like to share with him what the answer is? She asked a similar question. Were you there for that?
Yes.
And what do you recall from that discussion?
You said fact that she's feeling accepted, that's good. Although she said,
what can you recall? Speak loud enough, because there's people way in the back. She has a powerful voice. Can't you tell? I'll repeat it. Go ahead.
Guru Maharaj, what my understanding was that Krishna has accepted me the way I am, and spiritual master and the teachers have accepted me the way I am, where I am. So that's good, but at the same time, this seeing how great Krishna is, there is a humility that in spite of all the all the anarchal, all the dota are still being accepting me. Still they all are accepting me, and hence I have submit more and also stay in the position of feel safe in the position of wherever. Feel safe. Stay in that position of being accepted.
Okay, I'm not going to repeat it, because I'll say it back in a different way. Mainly it's an expression of opening the heart. It's a sankalpa or an intention. And the intention is, my existence in the material world is because I broke my relationship with Krishna. I went my separate way. Krishna didn't like that. Krishna advised against it. Stubbornly, I went away. Krishna's not considering me bad with this part. He accepts me. But my heart is still in that rebellious spirit, although I want to return, it's more of an expression of our opening our heart to Krishna. Because he's ready, but I'm less than ready. So it's another way of saying, please engage me in your service. That's very confidential to be engaged in Krishna's service. It's another way of saying the same thing. But it's a heart-opening expression. I gave the example of parents and their child. Parents have affection for their child. But the child will go like this. Please accept me. Yes, of course they accept. But it's that sense of, I remember the expression at the end, it's an appeal to be received in your shelter, Krishna. That's what an emotion, a spiritual emotion in relation to Krishna. You want to say something further?
This was my question was also, I'm not sure, but I'm not getting a sense of how does it feel to be accepted? Like, what does it feel like?
Ask a child when they're picked up by their parent after they do this, how does it feel? That's what a feeling is. I remember specifically in the discussion yesterday, you feel safe and protected, and Achulia was gone. That's what it means. Yes, Jagatananda.
Especially on the heels of hearing today's lecture, where Bhagavatam verse is speaking, even when we are chanting with
attention,
and we would experience the symptoms.
Change of heart. There's not just symptoms, but a change of heart. The symptoms are a byproduct of the change of heart. It's the change of heart. It's not that we want the symptoms.
So we want the change of heart. From going for that experience of the symptoms. So you're saying only the image of the touchstone can give us everything, the purification, is what we need now. So like where I am right now, so give purification or maybe give me knowledge.
Yeah, you can describe it in a number of ways. One of those ways that I chose to speak about is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is our thirst for having that relationship with Krishna. That's bhakti, and bhakti can awaken. So it's a comparison might be, if you're trying to ignite fire with wet wood, it won't ignite. It needs to be dry. So the heart simply needs to be in a kindling condition. That is eagerness or thirst or reaching. That's this please accept me notion. Reaching toward Krishna. Otherwise, we're doing what we normally do, which is mechanical chanting. We're very familiar with that territory. We like to go, so this is how to go. Does that address your question?
Yeah, but just for my own self, to not go for the experience, but just be the holy name, whatever it gives.
Yeah. It's our relationship with Krishna. That's what bhakti is. To be in a relationship with Krishna is bhakti. It's service with love and devotion and hankering for that. So that example from yesterday, the matchbox, that's what chanting is. That's what chanting is. It's this. And then it comes out. It's stored. Chanting is to awaken, like that example of love of God is already within, but by mercy of spiritual master and Krishna you receive the seed. That's the mercy. The eagerness for the mercy. That's this. Opening the heart. Eagerness for that mercy. Feelings of separation. It's all energetic. It's, spiritual entering into this internal potency through the medium of the holy name and calling for that mercy. Okay, I'm going to end. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.